Hello and welcome to the 9th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, the place I want to talk about today is it's a lovely, lovely place. It's a lovely province. It's called Nan, and it's another province which is actually bordering Laos, and it's known for sort of its national parks where there's a whole manner of like wild boars, bears, and reptiles. It's a really interesting place. So, come on, let's do it. Well, what is the best way to actually get to Nan province? Well, I would say the best way would be to go by plane. Now, let's consider that we're actually in Bangkok now. The best way, as I said, would be to fly. That will take you a little bit over 2 hours, probably about 2 hours and 45 minutes, and could cost anything from £28. But then you've got to add the luggage fees on top of that. Or up to as much as 60, you can go by train. And if you go by train, that's going to be around about sort of 12, anything from 10 to 12 hours. And that money wise in sterling, yet again, it's going to cost you around about sort of between 10 and 15 pounds. You can go by bus. The buses aren't too bad. They're air conditioned. You have to find your own entertainment, and no need to worry about food, because you can get food pretty much anywhere, and they do stop. And you know, plus they give you a drink and a cake as you board anyway. Now that's going to take you around about 9 hours and cost you around about in sterling, probably cost you between 10 and 15 pounds. And then of course, if you want to drive, you can drive. This is all like leaving Bangkok, let's not forget. If you want to drive, it's going to take you around about sort of 9 hours to get to Nan. So there are the ways that you can actually travel there, and it's such a beautiful province, and it's well worth the effort to get there. Well, when we first arrived in Nan, it really did impress us. And, you know, it's located in the same province of its same name. And, you know, it seemed very, very quiet when we arrived. And you could tell automatically that there's some really sort of like deep Thai culture there. And that there's plenty of things to see and to do, you know. So this is the thing. When you first arrive in these places, you never really know just how good they are. So anyway, in this next section, I'm going to talk about the hotels, and then I'm going to go on to talk about the things that you can do in Nan. And now when you're actually taking your journey around Thailand, you know, you have to pop into these places, because Nan is like a little gem. It's another little gem about Thailand. And this is just something that I just have to tell you in this podcast. The hotels themselves are amazing. We stayed in a hotel where the bed was so big that you could fit something like 4 people in. And I'm going to talk about sterling again. It's around about sort of £22 on average per night, and that's not bad. You can, you know, the standard is there. The place that we stayed, I think it was Nan Blue, and that was a spa and resort, which was nice. And you're getting that for £22 a night on average. That is amazing. You know, I'd hate to think what you would spend anywhere else. This place had a lovely wooden floor and just a typical fridge with regards to like being stocked with drinks and everything else like that. But, you know, there is quite a variety of hotels and very interesting hotels as well. Almost, I would say, sort of done to a particular theme. There's the Navarin House that looks very colonial. And that is an incredibly nice place to stay. You're upping the price a little bit. You're going up to around about £114 per night. But that is a really nice one. And you've got the Land Season Resort. So you've got a mixture of resort, hotels, and things. And you've got hotels in the town as well, don't forget. And they range from around about sort of 15 to 22 pounds. This is obviously in sterling. Now, they're so charming, the hotels, and so easy to get to, and just such a lovely stay. Well, the one of the great things about Nan is not only the fact that there's just so much to do, there's the ancient salt wells. And they're amazing. And they're just extracting the salt from the water. The whole process is just so fascinating. And we even sort of got, we found this place where you could make a bit of chocolate, make the old chocolate bars. And, you know, it was great fun. They had like a chocolate making workshop. And me and Kung, we got together and did that. But every place you go to in Thailand, There's a little something which is different, that is unique. And you take that sort of uniqueness with you. And what I found was the artwork. Well, what we both found was the artwork. There was a lot, you know, you've got the Nan Riverside Art Space, which is sort of well worth taking a look at when you think about it. And getting up early, when we're going up to like the early morning markets, we couldn't help but see the monks with their bowls, their begging bowls, doing the Dharma, where they collect money and rice and fish and everything in those bowls. And you see the novice monks as well. And, you know, it's great seeing the people in the local market selling their wares and obviously buying a few things off it as well. And, you know, there's some really, really lovely temples. Raprakrat Krangnoi. I think I got that right. I'm not sure. I think I might have got that right. That was a really good temple. And now, when it gets down to shopping, and I know Kung likes shopping, and I like looking, to be honest. I don't really shop much, but I just like to see the shop, a bit of a voyeur at shopping, maybe. But I leave all the purchasing up to Kung. Now, you've got the Walking Street Market. Now, everywhere in Thailand has their Walking Street, don't they? But, you know, it's a really lovely sort of market known as Thagnir Magnan. I think I've got that one right as well. And it's in the area around the temple of Wat Phrahim. And, you know, it's great. It's absolutely wonderful. One of the most amazing things was that what we did and what we noticed as well was the fact that when everyone got their food, they all sort of ate it on the sort of temple square, which was pretty amazing. Now, obviously, you're going to be sampling all the delights of the northern Thai food, which in the end is quite simple, but extremely tasty. So obviously, you've got the markets and you've got all that kind of shopping, and then you're going around and you're having a look in Walking Street. But, you know, you've also got the national park, don't forget. And that place has an awful lot of attractions going on, hiking and going on tours as well. Yeah, you might even come across a bear or two or some other of the wild boars that are noted to be living in and around it. So very interesting. So anyway, in this next segment, I am going to be talking about, this is just after the thank you, of course, I am going to be talking about the nightlife. What is the nightlife like in Nan? Right. Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening. And I'll put out a big thank you to all our existing listeners. Thank you ever so much. Now, the All About Thailand Special Edition podcast is going well, which is a subscriber version. And I talk a little bit more in depth about Thailand, and you can get involved in the show as well. What I will do is I will put a link to it in the bio description in this podcast. Now, I have to admit, what is the nightlife like in Nan? Yeah, we really did enjoy our nights out in Nan. A lot of the bars and restaurants that we were at were in a particular district from where we were, really. It was the Murnang Nan district. I'll just about pronounce that right, hopefully. We went to quite a few good bars, to tell you the truth, and we did have a very good time. One bar that does stick in my mind, I have to admit, was the Bitter Bar. And we had a nice lot of food in there. There was Falang food, foreigner food, and there was Thai food as well. So we did have a really nice time. But there's loads of bars, and we enjoyed the, I'm trying to think off the top of my head now. I think it was, now, this is the thing about such a while ago. And as I said, the Bitter Bar, that was a great place. But the Somehow Bar, that was it, Somehow. Just remember that. And that was a good bar as well. And certain aspects did in a way remind me of Tree Town in Pattaya. Very, very similar to that it was. And it did remind me of that in a way. But, you know, we really did enjoy. We enjoyed playing pool. We played games of pool together. And spoke with the locals. And, of course, Kung was fascinated with the local dialect and trying to learn it. Obviously, she's Thai, so to speak, quite a few other sort of variations of Thai. Whereas with me, they can tell that I've lived in Bangkok for a while and was speaking Bangkok Thai, plus also a splattering of Isan. So they could tell. But, you know, to get yourself out, and if you want to meet people, you can meet people. It's very, very good, very friendly. Anyway, we're at the end of the podcast now, and I've got a story. And I know how much you love the stories. Well, this story is to do with when we're in Nan, and it's quite funny. We did actually find an Indian restaurant. And yeah, Kung, she loves her Indian food, and I do as well. It's really just something that we always like, the spices. And, you know, it's something that I introduced Kung to probably about 10 years ago. Yeah, but it must be about 10 years ago. Obviously, the Thais have their curry. They have the green curry and the red curry and everything else. They actually have that. But, you know, at the end of the day, she'd never actually tried the Indian sort of thing. So, and it was actually Kung's very first time where she had a naan bread. So I thought it was quite funny, because here you are, Kung, you're in Nan and you're having naan bread. You know, it's a play on words, isn't it? But yeah, and she really did enjoy it, and enjoy the whole thing, really, to be honest with you. And the keema naan as well that I had, Kung had a little bit of that as well, and she enjoyed that too. So anyway, like I said, this is the end of the podcast now. Thank you ever so much for listening. And like I always say, stay safe. Love you all.